Here we go with the 10-minute takeover on CJWW, and we started off as we always do with the internet news poll question. Last week, the government of Canada announced it intended to supply a $1 billion loan to Canada Post. It's a repayable loan, but do you agree with that bailout? 76% are saying no. Boots and salutes, you can start us off here today.
Yes, good day. I've got two salutes today. My first one I thought I'd never do is for Carla Beck. That's sticking up for Ukrainian people that might have to go back to Ukraine. And the second salute is for the Sunningdale Hutterite Colony for building that state-of-the-art slaughter plant. We need one in Saskatchewan for a long time already. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I would like to give a big salute to Mark Carney. He finally made a deal with the U.S. on electric vehicles. GM takes the company down to the States. Now Carney's going to subsidize EV vehicles coming in from America, and it's only going to cost us $1.5 billion. Have a lovely day.
Hey, good morning, Boots and salutes. Good morning, Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Purdue Hutterite Colony. I think it's STD Farms. For getting their meat processing plant going, and any of the other companies that are in Saskatchewan doing this. It's good to have this sort of thing in our own country, plus our own province. Also Drake's Meats and what other ones there are. Thank you.
Thank you. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
I'd like to salute our beautiful president of the 51st state, Donald Trump.
Hey, good morning, Boots and salutes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Boots and salutes.
Yeah, absolutely no money for Canada Post. All that's going to do is feed these greedy workers. They just need to shut it down, go private, and all these people can retire. Enough greed on these stupid workers. That's all they want is do less and less and get paid more.
Hey, good morning, Boots and salutes.
Hey, good morning. I want to boot all the gambling ads on TV. I mean, when you sit down to watch football or hockey, when you watch it, half the ads you see probably shouldn't be Ozempic or FanDuel or Bet365 or DraftKings. You know, smoking ads, alcohol ads, even firearm ads, they've all been pushed out or throttled quite a bit. Gambling it used to be taboo, and I don't think it's indicative of a thriving society. So I want to boot those ads.
Thanks for the input today. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. I'd like to salute the province of Saskatchewan because of the find that we have here in Tisdale of the aluminum. And now we have a processing plant being
constructed
in progress. Yeah, in Purdue or around Purdue, and we also have a beautiful big diamond mine just north and east of Prince Albert. We don't hear too much about that, but this province is going to boom.
We can only hope, eh?
Yeah, I'll say.
Right on, yeah. You know what? A lot of rare minerals right up here in Saskatchewan, let alone uranium and stuff that we have up north. And, oh, yeah, we got lots of good stuff underneath our feet here in Saskatchewan. Hey, Boots and salutes.
Hey, man, I'd like to boot that halftime show there at the Super Bowl. It's just ridiculously despicable. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I got a big boot for a caller you had two or three ago that saluted our beautiful Donald Trump. Now, if this guy is any kind of a Canadian, he'd never be doing it. If he takes Donald Trump...
Hey, Boots and salutes.
I would like to salute everybody that salutes Telemiracle. I think it's a wonderful thing for Saskatchewan, and everybody should keep supporting it. And I would also like to salute the Regina Adoptive Ski Club every time I go there, I just have a different outlook on life because the people there are so positive, and I have fun every time I go skiing. So I just wanted to say thank you to that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, Telemiracle going to be coming up here on February 28th until March the 1st. Are you going to be tuning in? Maybe you're a part of Telemiracle. Always such a fun time for the province when that broadcast is on the go. And one of our buddies right next door over at 92.9 The Bull, Clayton Croker, on the national cast this year. So we're pretty excited as well. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give the city of Saskatoon a big boot for that lady that pulled over to look after her little baby there, and especially the guy that gave her the ticket. And another thing, these people that are going around and stopping people on the highway and won't let them go by them and beating them up. There's one incident on the weekend here between Prince Albert and Birch Hills where this guy, he was, wouldn't let this lady go by. He stopped her and pulled her out of the vehicle and beat her up. Another thing, people, keep all your doors locked at all times. Bye for now.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good. I would like to salute the Shelburne Elks on their big win they're going to have tonight over Cudworth. And I would like to boot the blah, blah, blah guy. Get smelling from here.
Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I would just like to ask that caller a couple callers ago there, what is a real Canadian these days anyway?
Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, to these people that are blocking the highways and stopping people and doing that, there is a solution. You drop a gear and pin her.
306-938-0600, toll free, 1-800-667-3727. Again, another medal for Team Canada at the Olympics today. A silver medal in the speed skating team relay event. So congratulations to Canada for that today. Saskatchewan Rush on fire. They are riding a 7-game winning streak, the longest in the league this season, and their best run since 2014. We've got Vancouver coming to Saskatoon this weekend. That should be a pretty good game. Vancouver is 6-2 right now, so it's kind of a battle for top place in the league at the moment. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. That gentleman that had just called about the incident between PA and Birch Hills, how come there's no news on that? Like, how come nobody is like the TV stations or even you people, how come there's no news that this is happening to people on the highway?
I don't know. It's the first I've heard of it. I can't speak for our newsroom,
like,
but
yeah, I don't know. Like, so I'm just wondering, like, how true is all this? Like, cause I don't know how true all this is because I never heard of that before. Like, this is the first time that I'm hearing about anything like that is on Boots and Salutes. So I'm just kind of wondering, like, where's the news on this? Like, how true is all this? Why isn't, you know, the RCMP reporting anything about anything? Okay. I'm just baffled. That's all. Because I never heard of that, any of that before. So I'm, you know, and I guess maybe I don't travel on the highways enough to see anything like that, or I don't know. I'm just baffled. That's all, and I just wanted to know where the news was. That's all. Thanks.
No, it's a good point. Thank you for the call this morning. And Boots and Salutes again, be our last caller today.
Good morning, Ben. This is for that woman that was just on your radio station asking why nobody's heard of this. Well, I'll tell you why. Because most of the media now is liberal broadcasting. They only tell you what they want you to hear. They don't want you to know what's going on around you. It's got to be stopped.
All right. Thank you for that. And usually, I will say to this, we wait for a news release that comes out from the RCMP, Saskatoon Police, anything like that, and we will report what the police are reporting on that situation. That is the credible source that we use. because information can get skewed pretty quickly on social media. So that's what we do with our newsroom around here, and pretty much every other newsroom around the country rolls with that as well. That'll do it for Boots and Salutes.